Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulish Ufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Pepco going on a shopping spree, or rather an acquisition spree, I should say. They are going to acquire Boardmans and they're also going to buy Legit. Tell us about that, please.
Oh, yeah. Well, definitely mergers and acquisitions have been in the pipeline for big businesses who essentially have kept their powder dry, especially post the pandemic. So you're quite right. Pepco, it's a retail group typically known to own the likes of Ackermans, Pep Stores, Dunn's, as well as Tacky Town. They are on the hunt for new acquisitions and have approached Legit as well as Boardmans together with Swagger and Style. Now, those particular companies were actually under a company called Retailability. Based in Durban, they have a major warehouse just out of the city of Durban. And Retailability itself actually bought these particular entities from the Edcon Group. You might recall a few years ago, Edgars in itself was struggling, especially during the pandemic, even struggling to pay rent to some of its tenants, I beg your pardon, or rather landlords within shopping centers. So what this deal does essentially, Mark, is a new step for Pepco, really looking to broaden its market share, but largely within the fashion and clothing retail space. Boardmans is an interesting one because you might recall Boardmans under the Edgars Group was essentially a store that sells home goods and homeware. They're essentially a purely online play right now and really do give a different option for Pepco in terms of not only expanding their division in terms of homeware and home appliances as well as crockery, but also just being a strategic player within the e-commerce space. This deal is also said to be worth just under 2 billion rand. And guess what? Pepco is going to pay this cash. So it just shows you just how flush they've been in managing their balance sheet, but also making sure that they look for acquisitions that provide a competitive advantage in South Africa. Mm. Bear in mind, though, this still has to go through the Competition Commission and other regulatory approval. So it could take about 12 to 18 months for us to get the final deal to get through.
So if we could just harp on this a little bit, right? Boardmans, when they did have shops, this is back in like 2005, etc. and so on, they had huge shops. They used to be anchor tenants in majority of the malls, for example, specifically the ones that are owned by Old Mutual. Mm-hmm. And I suppose you could have regarded them as prestigious shopping. Only people that wanted high-end furniture would go to Boardmans. So it's interesting that they'd now be bought by a Pep, which you wouldn't consider to be for high-end clients, right? But it just goes to show where the money resides in this economy. And Edgars, for example, I'll give you an example now. Here at Sandton City. Mm-hmm. Edgars used to have two floors. They are losing an entire floor now. It's just going to be one floor. So that again will show you how poorly they're performing in order for them to have to scale back so much when it comes to the real estate.
And I think what you're highlighting here as well, Sizwe, is exactly where the purchasing power lies. South Africans are really looking for affordable deals that actually speak to their pocket because we have been under immense financial pressure over the last few years. What Pepco also has in its secret sauce is not only the fact that they've been able to facilitate credit transactions for their customers, but they also use that data to offer them discounts, financial solutions, and largely also had an interplay in terms of their fintech space. So you're quite right. When it comes to the pricing model, this is definitely a great case study to look into just exactly where the value does lie. And having spoken to a finance analyst last night, they had alluded to the fact that if Woolworths is not careful, on the back of their most recent results, they're actually struggling within the fashion division. Beauty still doing well and food continues to shoot the lights out. But unless they fully assess how to become a lot more competitive within the clothing environment, that's actually where they might lose their footing, despite the fact that they have been regarded as a luxury brand over the last period in South Africa specifically. So some interesting shifts are definitely taking place.
Indeed. Oh, man, we haven't got time for the second story, so let's go straight to markets. What are those looking like?
No more bringing up second stops topics after the news headlines, see? But here we go. On the markets, they're going to pick up quite nicely. Hopefully, that's after we had a positive close just yesterday. 89,713 points is where the All Share Index will open up from just after 9 o'clock today. Currency-wise, we had 18.29 to the US dollar, 23.63 to the British pound, and 1973 against the euro.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business Update with Gunetu Fupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.